former deputy director at Washington's Department of Fish and Wildlife is awaiting trial on charges he raped a coworker. The case has revealed a sexually charged culture within the agency. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports in collaboration with the News Tribune of Tacoma.
It was the evening of December 17, 2014. Senior managers from the Fish and Wildlife Department gathered for their annual holiday party at an Italian restaurant in Olympia.
You know, had a dinner, a nice dinner, and that broke up between 7:30 and 8.
This is the agency's deputy director, Joe Storr. He says after the dinner, he went home, but a small group headed for the bars.
The next day or the day after, heard that one of our senior managers was attacked.
The story was someone had broken into her home the night of the party and raped her while she slept. The police were investigating. Soon the name of a possible suspect surfaced, Greg Sherrato, the deputy assistant director of the wildlife program. The case hit the news in April 2015. This was the report on King 5.
Today, Deputy Assistant Director Greg Sherrato was charged with rape and burglary in Thurston County. The charges come after a four-month police investigation.
While police investigated the alleged crime, Fish and Wildlife hired an outside law firm to investigate dueling allegations of sexual harassment by Sherrato and his alleged rape victim. The findings of that report have not been made public until now. The report described Sherrato as an influential member of the executive management team who often talked about sexual topics at work and even tried to recruit coworkers to engage in sex. Sherrato described his life as unorthodox but told investigators he maintained a bright line and did not discuss sex or use sexualized language at work. Coworkers told a different story. One manager said Sherrato regularly talked about getting naked at parties. Another employee said Sherrato told her about meeting a couple and going up to their hotel room to watch them have sex. Even Deputy Director Joe Storr recalled Sherrato telling him at work about a birthday party in Las Vegas that involved women in a hot tub.
And it was just kind of a passing comment, and I thought, oh, that's kind of odd, and just kind of, you know, kept going.
In fact, the report shows a pattern of letting Sherrato's behavior slide. For instance, his workplace conversations had triggered two previous complaints, but in both instances, they were not reported to senior managers or to human resources, and no action was taken against him. Kristen Hauser is with the National Sexual Violence Resource Center. She says inappropriate behavior in the workplace needs to be addressed immediately.
When you have managers and supervisors who don't respond right away or at all, that inaction has the outcome of normalizing an environment that can become completely dysfunctional.
Fish and Wildlife is mostly run by men. Women in the agency found different ways to deal with the sexualized environment. One said she put up with it because she didn't want to make mountains out of molehills. Another said she focused on improving her relationship with Sherrato because he was part of her work family. A third described herself as a consensual and active participant in conversations about sex. Hauser says all of these are classic responses.
When supervisors aren't addressing these behaviors, that means your employees end up suffering in silence, or they can take another job, or they can join in. And when the people join in, it becomes toxic, and then you end up with a much greater cultural problem within the organization.
In the end, Sherrato was fired, although he's appealing to get his job back. Richard Woodrow is Sherrato's criminal defense attorney. He says the culture at Fish and Wildlife is a factor in the alleged rape case.
I think that set the background for the accusation to be made.
Woodrow says he's confident Sherrato will be found not guilty at trial, and he suggests Fish and Wildlife is culpable for not better policing the line between professional and personal lives.
Not only did people cross that line, but other people saw it, and nobody seemed to feel that that was an issue.
The report concludes there's no evidence upper-level managers at Fish and Wildlife condoned inappropriate workplace conduct. To this day, Deputy Director Joe Storr insists this was a small group of people and not reflective of the agency at large.
I can understand how people would think that if that's the way they behave, that's a widespread problem. That's not my sense.
Storr says no one besides Sherrato was fired or disciplined as a result of the report's findings, nor has the agency undertaken a broader effort to assess or change the workplace culture. However, employees have been encouraged to come forward if they witness or experience harassment or inappropriate behavior in the workplace. I'm Austin Jenkins, in Olympia.